Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with David Flynn?
Speaking.
Hello, David. This is Alisa. And the reason of my call is to introduce myself. I'm going to be the coordinator of your case, and also I want to confirm some information, okay?
Okay.
Your phone number is 223-529-0336.
That's one of my phones. I have two phones. This one is the one I had when I was in a facility. It's a free government phone.
Okay. Would you like to add another phone?
I can add my other phone, because this one is starting to... Sometimes I don't get... people don't hear me when I answer the phone.
Okay, so
and
can
I
you...
Think it, so the other phone number... is 717-419-8320. That one's mine that I pay for.
Okay, 717.
Yep. 419-8320.
Okay, thank you for that information. Also, to confirm your address is 513 Mount Sydney Road, Apartment C, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17602.
Yeah.
Great to hear that. David, I want to know if you have been in the ER or you have been hospitalized the past month.
No.
Great to hear that. And lastly, we want to know how has been the services, if the caregiver is doing his job, are you receiving a proper care?
You said that you were from Family First?
Yeah, Family First.
All right. And, well, the caregiver that I have great care by her, but I need somebody for the weekend. And
okay.
Also on time that she's going out on vacation. And so next week, Friday, she's going to be gone for a week. And as of now, I don't have anybody to cover for that weekend.
Well, I can see here that situation was already escalated and informing, and the staffing team yesterday let me know that they are working for a cover, okay?
Because they've been working on from day one to get the weekends covered, so she's doing 7 days a week.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I'm going to notify them so they can find someone faster, okay?
Okay. So what
okay.
was the meaning of this phone call?
To introduce myself, I'm going to be the coordinator of your case. If you have any issue, any problem, you can contact me back to this number. Also, to confirm the information that we do every month, so to know that the information keeps being the same and we are able to reach out to patients.
All right, so you're the coordinator now.
Yeah.
And your name again?
Alisa.
Alisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, in that case, thank you so much for answering my call, and have a great day.
All right, can you hold on for one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicole is sending your email.
My email is, just give me one second.
You might have it, I don't know.
Yes, but I haven't opened all the tabs here, so
yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, Dina gave, I think it's Dina or Dana, gave Nicole your email address.
My email is A.
Is it capital or lowercase?
No, lowercase.
Okay, A.
Sanchez, I don't know if you want me to spell for you.
Yes.
S. A.
Okay, yep.
N.
Yep.
C. H-E-Z.
Okay.
At familyfirstaz.com.
And A-Z is lowercase also?
Yes. Or if you want to, I can send all my info to a text message for you, if that works for you too.
Yeah, you can send it to me in my email address also.
Okay. Okay, just to confirm, your email address is, just give me 1 second. You have not provided an email. Can you provide me here right now?
Yes, everything is lowercase. It's BullTips, BullTips, 34 at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, so I will be sending a couple of minutes my information to your email, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.